Wow, my first cosplay convention. I'm so excited. I've always wanted to go to one of these. I even saved up all of my sick days just to come here. Maybe I should have used them for when I'm actually sick. Whatever. I don't even care. I'm here now and cosplaying my favorite character in the whole new world. Oh my god, this is like a dream come true. Even though the drive was a little long, it makes sense. Events like this only happen in big cities. Besides, it's better that way. Less of a chance of running into someone I know. That would be embarrassing. It is a little hot in this outfit, though. Especially with all these people in this crowded venue. I should have brought a portable fan or an ice pack or something. And I don't even have a bottle of water on me. Now I'll have to probably buy one from those people standing outside selling them for like 10 times what they're worth. I really cut down on the stuff I brought with me because I didn't want to carry it all around all day. But maybe that was a mistake. Whatever. My first priority is looking good. Comfort and convenience come second. At least, I've gotten lots of compliments already. Even just walking through a parking lot. I honestly wasn't expecting to get so much attention. I guess I should have expected that, though. Given the fact that I'm cosplaying such a popular character. And I do look so damn sexy in this thing, if I do say so myself. I'm just glad I haven't gotten weird looks from anyone who thinks I'm too old to do this yet. Because I'm not. You're never too old to have fun and do what you love. And who are they to judge? We all have things we do that makes us happy. What makes cosplaying somehow weirder than golf or shopping or whatever people my age usually do? Ugh. I need to stop thinking about that right now. I came here to have fun and get away from my boring life for a little while. Now, where is that cosplay showcase happening? I thought it was right here, but I don't see a stage or anything. Maybe I need to check the website. Come on, stupid phone. Get out already. Ugh. I guess this is the downside of wearing such an impractical outfit. I should have brought a fanny pack or something. Come on. Almost got it. Oh crap. It just flung out. Where is it? Oh god, there's too many people walking around. Please don't tell me I lost it. There's no way I can afford a replacement right now. My teacher's salary is already strained with this cosplay. Huh? Oh, my phone. Thank you so much. I thought I lost it for a second. Oh, you're such a lifesaver. Uh-oh. Yeah, thanks so much. I really gotta go now. Bye. Is this something I can help you with? Keep it down. What? Do you want to tell the whole convention my name? Yeah, yeah. I know you're surprised to see me here. Don't tell me you're skipping school. Yeah, I know you were surprised to see me here. This is exactly what I wanted to avoid. What are the chances you're the one person in the right place and at the right time to pick up my phone? My cosplay vacation is ruined. What do you mean, why? You're obviously gonna tell everyone back at school about this, aren't you? All your classmates think I'm a loser anyways. They'll eat this story right up. I just hope administration doesn't find out. If they don't give me a stern talking to about maintaining the school's public image, they'll at least silently judge me like everyone else. Go ahead, get your laughing in now. Take some pictures, why don't you? What else did I get dressed up and drive all the way out here for? Here, get my good side. You won't tell anyone? But why? You're not the kind of person who would do that. Well, I mean, I guess I don't know you that well. The fact that I didn't expect you to be here probably says that. You've always been one of the quietest students I have. But come on. Your boring teacher is standing right in front of you dressed in the most ridiculous looking outfit ever. How are you not on the floor laughing right now? I know I probably would be. You like my cosplay? No, you're joking, right? You can't be serious. Well, I guess that's true. The only reason you would be here is if you were into the same things I am, but... I mean, you really like it. Really? Oh, stop. I look nothing like the character. I'm embarrassed just standing in front of you right now. It's probably so weird seeing me like this when I'm always so well dressed in the classroom. I guess I don't really share much skin at work. So you haven't really seen my body like this before. I'm still pretty nervous about it, but if you really think I look good, then thank you. I really, really appreciate it. Yeah, it took so much time and money to put all of this together, you know. Just to hear one person say they like it, it makes it all worth it. Oh, and you look so great too. You're Detective Twilight, right? From My Spy Academia. Oh, I love that show. Talk about someone looking like a character. You look like you just walked off the screen. How did you get your wig to look like that? Working with mine was such a pain in the... Cosplay showcase event begins in just 5 minutes at stage 2B. Repeat, 5 minutes at stage 2B. Oh crap! I totally forgot about the showcase. You entered too? Please tell me you know where stage 2B is. Yes, perfect. Let's head there right now. Go, go, go. Come on, no time to lose. I know, right? I was like, dude, you know I'm not deaf, right? He was literally snoring so loud that you could probably hear it in the classroom over. Oh my god. I haven't laughed like that in such a long time. I'm so thirsty after wearing this thing all day. Let's do a toast to... the first and second place winner of the cosplay contest. Cheers. Oh, that hits the spot. I still can't believe we got first and second place. I mean, I just entered for fun. I had no idea that many people would like my cosplay. I think I might need to start entering more contests often. Maybe I could even make a little money on the side. That would help offset the cost a little bit. Yeah, I would love to do cosplay full time. It would certainly be better than the teaching thing. I don't know if you can tell already, but... I don't exactly enjoy it all that much. I started because I love to teach, but... being a teacher isn't all that. I feel like I'm a tool for the administration. You know? And it's draining. That's the way I put a lot of time into my hobbies. That's what keeps me from just running away. Sorry. Well, okay. I didn't mean to get that depressing. I'm fine, really. And, to be fair, I am glad I have students like you I think class is gonna get at least a bit more interesting after today. But you still won't tell anyone, right? All right, just making sure. Hey, I just want to say again, but thank you for just being so cool about all of this. I honestly still can't believe this is really happening, but truth be told, this is the most fun thing I've had in a long, long time. And it's all thanks to you. I've always had an interest in cosplay, but I've always been surrounded by people who just think it's for nerds and weirdos. Just having someone to share my passion with, it means a lot to me. And it just makes me really happy. I don't know if this is weird, but can we maybe do this again sometime? I was looking at some more events, and there's one that happens to be in this area in a few months. Would you maybe want to join me? You would? Awesome. I honestly can't wait already. This is gonna be so much fun.